February 27, 1868, Atlanta is named the new state capital of Georgia. The state of Georgia, actually the colony of Georgia, and then the state had a series of capitals, Savannah, Augusta, Louisville, Milledgeville. That Atlanta was not the state capital during the Civil War seems surprising, not just to me, but I think others too.
Well, that's right. The capitals of Georgia have more or less followed where the demographics have gone and where the economic dynamism of the state was. So Savannah, not surprisingly, at the outset of Georgia was the original capital, was the hub city of the new colony. And then Augusta and Savannah sort of alternated during the Revolutionary War. Then as the population moved farther west, they established a capital of Louisville in what was called the backcountry. Milledgeville became the capital, was squarely in the heart of the cotton district in the early 1800s. Atlanta was relatively insignificant at some level going into the Civil War. Savannah was clearly the dominant city in the state. But Atlanta's significance, of course, increased during the war. It was, of course, a railroad hub linking both west and east as well as north and south. And it became a manufacturing center during the war, second only to Richmond. So its significance clearly increases. It also rebounded, as you know, after the war, the Phoenix-like recovery following its being torched, and really was sort of striving to become sort of an important regional city in the aftermath of the war.
I had also read that the Union Army under John Pope set up headquarters in Atlanta after the war ended. The Reconstruction government in Georgia was in Atlanta, and that might have spurred the move toward making Atlanta the capital because the state was essentially run from Atlanta right after the war.
Yeah, I mean, it was in the federal government's interest to get the railroads running again, and certainly that's one of the contributing factors that leads to Atlanta's resurgence. Interestingly enough, I think Atlanta also had a number of sort of closet unionists during the war who kept their ties during the war and drew upon those connections to bring in capital and help rebuild the city after the war. The more specific cause for the shift, though, is during congressional or military reconstruction, all of the Confederate states are asked to have a new constitutional convention during which African-American male suffrage is ensured in a new constitution. And the Georgia Constitution met in December of 1867 until the spring of 1868, until March of 1868. Originally, they were going to meet in Milledgeville, but the innkeepers in Milledgeville would not allow the black delegates to the convention to be admitted into their establishments. I should say beforehand, the elections to elect delegates to that constitutional convention were the first time in the history of Georgia that African-American men had voted. And there were about 20% of the delegates were, in fact, black at this convention. But they were refused admittance to the inns in Milledgeville, so the convention moved to Atlanta. At that time, then, seizing this opportunity, city officials made an offer to the state that the state basically couldn't refuse. That
The Atlanta City Council basically said, whatever you want.
You want. We'll provide buildings for all of the administration of state government. We'll give you land free near the site of the old city hall, which is where the Capitol grounds are now. The Kimball House in Atlanta was where the legislature met, a big hotel and opera house in Atlanta. And lo and behold, the 1868 Constitution that emerged had a formal provision to include Atlanta as the seat of government for the state.
And the people of Georgia vote that in. They approve that.
That's right. I mean, there were some occasional efforts to relocate the capital in subsequent years back to Milledgeville or to Macon later on. But Atlanta really was the hub of the regional economy, was sort of the dynamism, sort of the dynamic place of the state. This is where the action was, and there was very little likelihood after that Atlanta would be removed from being the state capital. I can't imagine it not being the state capital today.
It's interesting that 10 years after Atlanta's named capital, as you alluded to, there is a move to put the capital back in Milledgeville, which sort of underscores, I think, that whole Atlanta downstate rift was even present, I guess, over 100 years ago.
Yeah, sure it was. It intensifies around the turn of the 20th century as rural Georgia's in a state of crisis. And there's a widespread perception that the cities are gaining at the expense of the countryside. And that, of course, has been a dynamic that's waxed and waned over the last 100 years or more.
Cliff Keeman, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.